This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
All right, greetings. Welcome on board, everybody. It's WKOK Sunrise. I am Mark Lawrence. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass, our fabulous producer, so we always appreciate his help and hard work. And he is why, immediately after he sings along with our Spamalot interview today, you'll be able to go to the WKOK podcast page and find out about our topics and look at all of our recent interviews. In the studio with us now, Joe Graham is back, president of the board of the River Stage Theater, and he's the director of the Spamalot performances that are coming up at River Stage at the Green Space Center. So, Joe, welcome aboard.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in. I know you got a family, and you got the play going on, and of course, you got work. You're one of the really smart eggheads over at Geisinger, so we appreciate you carving out your morning for us. So, you're a busy guy.
Absolutely, but this is what we love to do, and we love to be back on the stage doing theater after a long
hiatus.
Isn't
that something? You're going to be next to folks on stage, and you are going to be, the audience will be next, elbow to elbow, if they so choose, right?
I hope so. People seem to be excited to be able to get out and see theater, see live performance again, since we went so long without it. So hoping we'll get some folks out this coming weekend and the one after.
All right, we're going to welcome Josh Wilkinson to our show. He plays Sir Robin in the performances that are going to be at Spamalot, so he's got an important job throughout the performances. Josh, welcome aboard.
Good morning. Thank you.
Oh, I really appreciate you coming in. Tell us what you do. Just to kind of give us a two-sentence introduction to you.
Personally or in
personally,
the show?
Personally, yeah. Okay. You in real life. No, not the
Yeah,
character.
Absolutely. I mean, I work at Bucknell University in the Office of Admissions. I have a relatively large family, 4 kids at home, so they typically keep me busy on most days. So happy to blow off some steam in this show. In fact, one of my sons is in the show with me.
Oh, wow. Fabulous. Oh, that's great. So he's a young person in the play. And how do you carve out time for this, and how important is it that you sort of get this hobby and sort of sing out loud and so on?
I mean, it's essential, right? I mean, in any busy life and with everything going on, I mean, it's just a great opportunity to sing and dance and just have some fun.
All right. Well, next to you is Steve Stumbers, who, if his family travels in the minivan, they practically are a soccer team, so, and they all play, so that works out. Steve, welcome aboard.
Thanks, Mark.
Director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center, so folks will be familiar with the fact that we have done quite a few Financial Monday interviews with him over the years. And in terms of the play, you play the Black Knight, so this is not typecasting. This is probably a stretch for you, but I'm sure you do well. You also perform one of the coconut guards, and just in the general ensemble that does all this. You're a busy guy at work, of course. Three boys?
Two children, okay. And one's in college. One has just graduated high school. Here's an interesting thing. Looking ahead to a few months from now when the youngest heads off to college, I might have a little extra time. So don't be surprised to see me auditioning for future River Stage Community Theater shows.
Oh, okay, so you're on this, but you carved out sufficient time now. So you are in the play, and the Black Knight's an important part. Jove, tell us the when, where, and how of this, and then we'll talk a little bit about this. And we are going to run some lines, and I'm going to be Lance in the play. So this
is... That's right.
You've been cast. This is some sort of a pivotal moment. I just sense it.
But tell us
about Spamalot.
Well, we hope audiences will come out and enjoy Monty Python's Spamalot. This is a show that we planned to do and even started working on right before COVID really hit. So
2 years
ago, this was planned to go on. We thought we might try again last year and just didn't work out. So this is really the third attempt. So if they say third time's the charm, right? Third attempt at Monty Python Spamalot. I love Monty Python. I love this show because it combines Monty Python's humor with just making fun of Broadway shows and a love letter to Broadway shows. It spoofs so many shows that you've seen in musical theater. It's just this great combination. So we open on Friday, June 17th, and we have shows Friday and Saturday. Day this weekend coming up, and then the following weekend, June 24th, 25th, and 26th, we have shows as well. And we're at the old high school in Lewisburg, where on the corner of Market Street and Route 15, Green Space Center. We've been there for 5 years now, even through the pandemic, and are so grateful to have that old high school space. So Monty Python Spamalot is going live on Friday. We're very excited about it.
Right, and five performances, so you really don't have to pack in the theater. You can pick a night where maybe there's not a gazillion people there, and then you know, because we still have the tail end of the pandemic.
So absolutely.
It's this coming Friday and Saturday, and then next Friday, Saturday, Sunday on the 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Yep.
Let me ask a question about Jove. I know he can act. I've seen him. So how can he direct? Give me a sort of some feedback on the director for a change, Steve.
He is the master of ceremonies, and not just giving us all sorts of creative ideas in a highly collaborative way, but I've also got to say I never knew someone who could master spreadsheets. So
yes.
Being a director of an endeavor like this takes the creative drive and vision and just this joy of working with the cast and crew, but also he is on top of the details. Jove's amazing.
Josh?
Yeah, I mean, he's so well organized. As you mentioned, the spreadsheets are legendary. the first couple emails I got, I wondered, what did I get myself into? But everything's so meticulously planned. But it has to be. I mean, I was really impressed with how quickly rehearsals go, how efficient we are with our time, because I know we're all very, very busy. And so making use of every precious second in our busy schedules has been great. And I know when I hear that loud laughter coming from a largely empty auditorium that we're doing something well.
Well, and I think, yeah, you got to make valuable use of everybody's, or you got to make good use of everybody's valuable time.
It's a big show and a big cast, which I love. I mean, that's so much fun to get such a big group of passionate people together. There's 26 people in our cast and 12 orchestra members, and then, you know, three people working backstage and four people working in the booth back in the back, and so it's a big crowd, and yeah, as Josh says, it's a lot of moving train cars, but it's been great to get this group together and stay on task and get this show.
When I was in high school, there always came a point during rehearsals when the director would fling the clipboard. But you don't do that. You're afraid your spreadsheets will get out of order.
I say there should be no drama in our drama.
No flinging of the clipboard.
Absolutely.
The river stage.
Not.
Yeah, I can still see the papers flying. So, all right. Well, Spamalot, if folks aren't familiar with it, King Arthur and Camelot is sort of at the heart of it. Did the play come from the film, which came from Camelot?
Or? Yeah, so the play comes, it's lovingly ripped off from the film. So Monty Python and the Holy Grail in 74 was a very famously low-budget Monty Python film, but where they took on the legend of King Arthur. And his quest for the Holy Grail. So that's what frames it. But of course, as they go, there are so many other, you know, wacky characters and locations and songs and dancing and everything you would expect from a giant Broadway musical mashed up with this, you know, old low-budget Monty Python film. But yeah, it's the story of King Arthur. So you've got King Arthur, the Lady of the Lake, Sir Robin, as Josh plays him, Sir Lancelot, you know, all the characters from Arthur that you would expect to see.
I have used the phrase, it's just a model. 100 I use that all the time to describe different people and different things. So
the movie is so quotable. It's just a model. It's only a flesh wound. help, I'm being oppressed.
That happens all the time.
It's a wonderful, quotable movie. I hope that seeing the show will get some people to go back and revisit some of that Monty Python stuff fell in love with as a teenager and never stopped.
Well, you should see the movie. And I would think a resourceful person could find the Broadway play, somebody performing it somewhere, somehow on YouTube, if you want
well,
to
we're
see
performing the Broadway
oh,
play next weekend.
That's the solution.
A resourceful person should come check us out.
Where's he at? $15 for adults, $8 for students. We're going to run a couple lines here. Well, you're going to run them, but then I'm going to hack through them at the end here. So I got page 8 and 9, and you guys have page, where are we here? Page 6, and what are we looking at? What's happening?
So let me set up. This is one of the earliest scenes in the show, and very familiar to those familiar with the movie. Arthur is out looking to round up his knights of the Round Table, and he comes across this guard who is not very cooperative and kind of grilling him on the fact that instead of a horse, he has coconuts.
Oh, you brought your coconuts.
Oh, all right. You want to start us off?
Yes. I am Arthur, King of the Britons, Lord and ruler of all.
What? Ridden on a horse?
Yes.
You're using coconuts.
What?
You've got two empty halves of coconut, and you're banging them together.
So, we've ridden since the snows of winter covered this land. Through the Kingdom of Mercia. Through...
Where'd you get the coconut?
We found them.
Found them? In Mercia. The coconut's tropical.
What do you mean?
Well, this is a temperate zone.
The swallow may fly south with the sun, or the house martin, or the plover may seek warmer climates in winter, yet these are not strangers to our land.
Are you suggesting coconuts migrate?
Not at all. They could be carried.
What? A swallow carrying a coconut?
It could grip it by the husk.
It's not a question of where he grips it. It's a simple question of weight ratios. A 5-ounce bird could not carry a 1-pound coconut.
Well, it doesn't matter. Will you tell your master that Arthur from the court of Camelot is here?
Listen, in order to maintain airspeed velocity, a swallow needs to beat its wings 43 times every second, right?
Please.
Am I right?
I'm not interested.
It could be carried by the African swallow.
Oh, yeah, an African swallow, maybe, but not a European swallow. That's my point.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. Beautiful bird, the African swallow. Lovely plumage.
The plumage don't enter into it. And besides, African swallows are non-migratory.
Oh, yeah.
So they couldn't bring a coconut back anyway.
Will you ask your master if he wants to join my court at Camelot?
Wait a minute. Epiphany, supposing two swallows carried it together.
No, they'd have to have it on a line.
Well, simple. They'd use a strand of creeper.
What? Held under the dorsal guiding feathers?
Well, why not? Who was that then?
Oh, that was a king.
How can you tell?
He hasn't got dirt all over him.
Okay. Well, that was more fun than I thought it would be.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that was enjoyable.
Thank you for joining us.
I have said all of these lines 100 times anyway.
So quotable.
Beautiful plumage comes up at our house all the time. So... make a pitch, all of you, for folks to consider adding this to your weekend schedules.
Absolutely. We open on Friday. Please come out and see Monty Python Spamalot. We're at River Stage Community Theater, which is at the old Lewisburg High School at 815 Market Street in Lewisburg. Tickets on sale at riverstagetheater.org, or you can get them at the door. It's going to be so fun. Big musical, live orchestra, giant cast, just so hilarious and such a great musical to come see.
Jove Graham, president of the board of the River Stage Theater and director of Spamalot, riverstagetheater.org. Josh, who plays Sir Robin, an additional remark, sir, make a pitch for folks to go.
Yes, well, if you haven't heard, it is a comedy, and so we have a lot of fun. I think it's definitely the right time for a show like this, because it's just joyful. It's a joyful time, and I just hope that everyone comes and learns how to look on the bright side of life.
Musical comedy, I might add, too. Hilariously funny. And Steve, an additional comment, please.
Mark, in the deep, dark Middle Ages before YouTube, I would record Monty Python episodes on VHS tape after VHS tape. So indeed, when I had the opportunity to be part of this amazing cast, lovingly ripping off Monty Python and the Holy Grail, it is a dream. So I hope there are so many people there to enjoy it with us.
It's a lovely theft. All right, Steve Stumbris, SBDC, as you know, but the Black Knight in the play and the coconut part of the Coconut Garden in the ensemble. Again, riverstagetheater.org this Friday, Saturday, and then next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Just like...